I'm in Calcutta right now, and will be for a few more hours. Arrived here last night, late at night, after a very absorbing, exhausting, but spiritually invigorating day. As I'd mentioned early in the morning, at 7 a.m. yesterday, Satchinandan Prabhu already came to pick myself and Govinda Maharaj up at the guest house we were staying in. And we drove to a place that's beyond Katak, called Raghunathpur. And this is the ancestral home of Haridas Singh, Babji Maharaj, where the temple of Binod Bihari Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is situated, and where the descendants of Shivananda Singh have lived for hundreds and hundreds of years. I may have mentioned that story at some time in the past, how this deity of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was the deity of Shivananda Singh. Shivananda Singh was habituated to seeing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he was in Navadvip regularly. But when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Puri, then that facility wasn't available to him anymore, so Lord Chaitanya gave him permission to worship his deity. And so Shivananda Singh worshipped this deity, and where of Lord Chaitanya, and wherever he went, he took it with him. When he would go to Puri, of course, every year for Rath Yatra, then he would take the deity of Mahaprabhu with him. And in course of time, as Shivananda Singh left his body, then he gave the deity to his children, and then to his children's children, and it continued on like that. The second generation after Shivananda Singh, whose names I forget right now, but they were traveling, going back from Jagannath Puri to Navadvip after Rath Yatra. And when they came to this place, then Lord Chaitanya Deity told the devotee and the dream that, listen, I want to stay here. I don't want to move from this place. You should just reside here and stay here and worship me here. So that devotee took that instruction to heart and stayed at that place and worshipped Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again appeared to me in a dream and told him that I want to stay here. And I also want to manifest my Shamasundar form. So it's a lengthy story, but he told him, you go to the river Vaitarani and you'll find a Shila there, a stone. And out of that stone you have fashioned a deity of me. So the devotee went there, and but he didn't find any stone. And for days on end he was in a perplexed condition until finally, once when he was in the water, this stone floated and touched him. And I mean by stone, I'm talking about a big stone, because the deities are probably about 2.5 feet tall. And the touch of the stone was a real divine experience, and he could recognize that this was the Shila that he'd been waiting for. And of course it was floating. So, by the assistance of the Muslim governor of the area, he was able to transfer the stone with protection and permission back to Raghunathpur. And there he waited until one day a carver appeared, a sculptor appeared, and the sculptor said, I've heard that you have a deity, stone that you're waiting to fashion a deity from. He says, I'm available for that seva. And he did it, and when he finished then he just sort of mysteriously disappeared without any further ado. So in a similar way, although made from brass, Srimati Radharani expressed her desire to appear, so she was also made. Similarly, Lalita, Devi, and Vishakha. So on the main altar there you have Radha and Krishna, Vinod Bihari, Radha Vinod Bihari, and Lalita Devi and Vishakha. And to the side is the Gauranga altar. And these deities are taken out, not Lord Chaitanya, but the others, they're taken out on holy every day for 4 days. After Gaur Purnima, for 4 days they leave the temple. And they go village to village, and they receive boga offerings, and there's artik and kirtan, and holy is being played in a very nice way. So when we got there, we spoke with some of the devotees, Sevites, who were there at the temple, and they said how this happened Thursday was when we got the news. So it was Wednesday evening, how Haridas Sen, who is a lifelong brahmachari, he was 98 years old, and I mentioned he's now, well, he was the last living descendant. Now there's no more descendants of Shivananda Sen's family line. It's finished. And he told devotees that he was going to now leave his body, and that he would have accidental death, and that requested him that someone should always stay with him. And however, devotees didn't stay with him, they left, and it seems that at night he woke up and went to drink water, but slipped and hit his head against the wall. And in the morning they found him lying there. He had instructed the devotees that he wanted his samadhi to be at Dandabhanga. He wanted his body to be placed in the ground there. In fact, he had selected a site, and that place had been there for a long time. But he told them, and you should inform the Satchinandan, and don't obstruct their taking him. But if something happens and Vinod Bihari's yatra is delayed, then don't cause any delay. Then you can put my samadhi here at Raghunathpur. So as it happened, when his death became known to the local devotees, they phoned Satchinandan and told him to come to take his body. However, his car broke down, and because it was the first day of holy everywhere, so there was no other taxis available, it took a long time to get a car, and that means that the deities couldn't come out for their utsav, for their festival. So then the temple managers and the pujaris decided then we have to follow the other instruction, is that not obstruct Vinod Bihari's parikrama. So they quickly did the samadhi of Haridas Sen, and therefore his body was just there. We went to see that place, which is about half a kilometer away from the temple. It's where his other ancestors are also buried. Govinda Maharaj and I, we offered our respects. And then from there we drove to Dandabhanga. And at Dandabhanga we performed the Pushpa Samadhi ceremony. It was a very simple function. Put the flowers from Haridas Sen's body into a stone box, into the ground. They'll make a little samadhi mandir above that. And they made an offering to him and arti. A few words were said, and that was it. It was a nice day, nice occasion. offering respect to a Vaishnava, a great Vaishnava. My good fortune in this life is to have had the opportunity to come in contact with such an unparalleled devotee as Srila Prabhupada, who gave me the process of devotional service. And I was also fortunate to come with acquaintance with other Vaishnavas, Srila Prabhupada's followers, and Haridas Sen, who wasn't particularly a follower of Srila Prabhupada, although he later got to know of him from ISKCON's members, but still a wonderful Gaudiya Vaishnava, who was really vastly learned person. Although, because there have been institutional issues surrounding Dandabhanga, and the management there hasn't met with the criteria that the original governing body of India would be satisfied with, therefore I haven't had for many years any connection with Dandabhanga site or furthered any support. Still, I didn't want to neglect at least offering of respect to Haridas Sen, and I felt that that was nicely done, achieved yesterday. Today we're going to be now going to the hospital to visit where Janadvip and Vajasevaki are. I'd heard of their accident, that it was like a head-on. You've seen when you've been in India, when people pass each other, in particular when these big trucks are passing. So it seems like it was just a head-on collision with their Tata Sumo and a truck, and they're lucky to even be alive. So we'll drop in and visit them and offer our condolences and best wishes for speedy recovery. And in Gurukul Maharaj, Bhaktivedya Purna Maharaj is also coming to Calcutta. We just met this morning. And then we'll go back to Delhi this afternoon, and from Delhi to Vrindavan. And if I sound tired, that's because I am. Even I think the narration of all this traveling in 2 days sounds a little exhausting, but these are both important issues to attend to, and hopefully I'll have a week to sit and concentrate on writing again back in Vrindavan. And we'll be communicating from Vrindavan tomorrow around this time. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada.